Here is the latest news from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom and the Associated Press. I'm Nick Johnson. On Sunday night at 10:27 p.m., deputies from the Huron County Sheriff's Office responded to reports of a suicidal individual at the Grant Township State Game parking lot. Sergeant Brad Strzeski was the first to arrive on the scene. He made contact with a family member of the 42-year-old individual who was found seated in his pickup truck at the end of a secluded road approximately a quarter mile east of Maxwell Road. The individual, who had traveled from his home in St. Clair Shores for deer hunting, left behind clues to his whereabouts, including a multi-page suicide letter found at his residence. Personal belongings, such as a cell phone and wedding ring, were also left behind. It was revealed that the individual, suffering from severe depression, had expressed intentions of provoking a fatal confrontation with law enforcement. He had been flagged in the Law Enforcement Information Network, known as LEAN, as potentially seeking a lethal encounter with officers and was armed with a handgun. A swift response ensued with assistance from MSP troopers from the Caro Post. Despite challenges posted by inclement weather, including multiple thunderstorms, Sheriff Kelly Hansen and four deputies remained on the scene, utilizing night vision equipment and a borrowed handheld thermo imaging unit from the Owendale Fire Department. Six deputies alongside Sheriff Kelly Hansen approached the vehicle to within about 70 feet when a muffled gunshot was heard. Deputies discovered that the individual had attempted to take his own life, but was still alive. Elkton Ambulance Service responded promptly and transported the subject to Schurer Hospital with a life-threatening severe head wound. He was airlifted the following morning to undergo emergency surgery. As of Monday evening, the subject remained alive at the time of the press release. Sheriff Kelly J. Hansen emphasizes the importance of seeking help for those struggling with suicidal thoughts. Support is available by texting or calling 988 at any time. The time-honored tradition of the blessing of the fleet will be done at the Bayport Fish Company, which is the longest continuously operated business on the Great Lakes. The Bayport Area Historical Society and Bayport Fish Company will coordinate a blessing of the fleet at 1 p.m. May 19th at the Bayport Fish Company. Participants should bring their own lawn chairs for the event. Blessing of the fleet is a centuries-old maritime tradition. The blessing is intended as protection for commercial and recreational activities against dangers from the seas. The blessing is for commercial and recreational boats. Back in the day, traveling by waterway was the main form of transportation and was fraught with danger. Although shipwrecks are often associated with oceans, traveling, whether commercial or passenger, on the Great Lakes wasn't without peril. The Great Lakes have been sailed on at least since the 17th century, and thousands of ships have been sunk while traversing them. Because many of the shipwrecks have never been found, the exact number of shipwrecks that happen on the Great Lakes is unknown. However, the Great Lakes Shipwreck Museum estimates about 6,000 ships and 30,000 lives were lost on the Great Lakes. Several shipwrecks have been found in Lake Huron, which is a prime area for the Bayport Fish Company's boats to troll for fish. And we will be right back with more news for you at WLEW and WHST right after this.
Man, I love my kids so much. I once sat for 3 hours in the cold rain to watch her soccer team lose by 18 goals.
I love my kids so much. I once used a tube to suck snot out of her stuffed nose at 3 a.m.
You win.
Love your kids? Love them enough to make sure they're in the right car seat. From toddlers to tweens, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat to find the right seat for their age and size. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Isaiah Williams, 78, of Chicago, was found guilty on one count each of felony murder and first-degree premeditated murder by a Washtenaw Circuit Court jury in connection to the 1982 disappearance and presumed death of his then 8-month-old infant daughter, Alyssa Williams, announced Michigan Attorney General Dana Nessel. Thanks to the unwavering commitment of our law enforcement partners, who spent years following every lead in this tragic disappearance, and the dedicated efforts of prosecutors in my office, Alyssa's family can finally see a measure of justice served, Nessel said. I hope this conviction may bring some peace and healing to Alyssa's loved ones. Williams took Alyssa from her mother's arms during a physical altercation on April 29, 1982, in Ohio, and transported her to Michigan, where she was last seen alive in the summer of that year in Williams' custody. Alyssa was never found and is presumed dead. Ann Arbor police requested the Department of Attorney General to review the case in early 2021. The open murder charge was brought against Williams in October of that year. Sentencing will occur on July 10th in front of the Honorable Patrick Conlin of the 22nd Circuit Court in Washtenaw County. Secretary of State Antony Blinken has delivered some of the Biden administration's strongest public criticism yet of Israel's conduct of the war in Gaza. America's top diplomat said in two television interviews that Israeli tactics have meant a horrible loss of life of innocent civilians, but have failed to neutralize Hamas leaders and fighters and could drive a lasting insurgency. He underscored that the United States believes Israeli forces should get out of Gaza, but also is waiting to see credible plans from Israel for security and governance in the territory after the war. And that has been your news for this hour on WLEW and WHST. I'm Nick Johnson. For the latest Thumb Area news anytime, visit our website, thumbnet.net.
And taking a look next at your obituaries, the following area death has been reported for today, Monday, May the 13th of 2024. On the night of May 10th, Trevor Leigh Kane of Harbor Beach unexpectedly passed away at the age of 52. Visitation for Trevor Leigh Cohn will be Thursday, May 16th from 2 to 8 p.m. at the Ramsey Funeral Home in Harbor Beach, and Friday, May 17th at Our Lady of Lake Huron Catholic Church of the Holy Name of Mary Parish from 10 a.m. until the time of service at 11. Burial to follow at the church cemetery, and a luncheon will be provided at the Helena Hall. Memorials can be made to the Family Discretionary Fund, and memories can be shared with the friends and family of Trevor online at ramseyfh.com. For a complete look at your Thumb Area obituaries anytime, you can go online to thumbnet.net.